Do you want to get set up and ready to see private clients this summer or even before that? If so, we're offering our free private practice bootcamp this April 22nd through 25th that you're not going to want to miss. Seeing a few private clients is a great way to earn some extra money and dip your toe into the private practice waters. In just 3 days, we will help you make a plan, no matter whether you want to work with kids or adults, offer services in person or via teletherapy, or both. By the end of bootcamp, you will have a plan that you're excited about and know the steps to get started. Oh, and there are daily giveaways for some of my most popular resources, like the private practice clinic forms. To sign up, just head on over to planyourprivatepractice.com right now. After the free 3-day event, we will open enrollment for the spring cohort of the Start Your Private Practice program. Bootcampers will have an opportunity to get some amazing extra bonuses if they enroll during bootcamp. So if you've been meaning to join but haven't, now is the best time to join, and you'll be able to get set up and ready to treat private clients this summer. So head on over to planyourprivatepractice.com right now to sign up, and I'll see you in bootcamp. Now, on to the episode.
Today is part one in this 2-part episode of the Private Practice Success Stories podcast, where I'm going to talk about our year in review and share who we helped this year and how we helped them. And then part two, which is dropping next week, I'm going to give you a behind-the-scenes peek at what's coming in 2023 and how we can support you in the coming year. I'll be dropping some major hints for what's to come in this episode so that you can get excited for 2023.
I'm Jenna Castro-Casbon, speech-language pathologist, business coach, and creator of the Start Your Private Practice system. And I'm on a mission to turn stuck SLPs into successful private practitioners. If you're tired of dealing with high productivity requirements, high caseload sizes, and low pay, it's time to take control of your professional, personal, and financial life and finally get the freedom, flexibility, and financial abundance that you deserve by working with private clients in your own practice. Join me here each week as I share tips, best practices, and inspirational interviews on the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. If you're a private practitioner or one in the making, you're in the right place, so let's get started.
Well, hello there. I cannot believe that another year has gone by. It's flown by, really. And now that we're nearing the end of 2022 and on the cusp of 2023, we have a lot to talk about. What I want to share with you today is a little bit about who we helped in 2022 when it comes to starting and growing private practices, and really how we helped them, and even what our plans are to help even more SLPs and OTs start, grow, and scale their private practices in the coming year. Now, many listeners know that I have an SLP-owned and operated company called The Independent Clinician that is 100% focused on helping people not just become private practitioners, but become successful private practitioners. Our mission is twofold. We want to help clinicians have more freedom, flexibility, fulfillment, and financial independence, and we want clients to have access to more services in their area. So many kids and adults are stuck on wait lists and going without services, and we are on a mission to help at least 1,000 SLPs and OTs start private practices each year. And we do this because more private practices means more services for people who need them. In order to fulfill on that mission, we offer programs that help regular clinicians, most without any business backgrounds, learn the skills that you need to start a business that will help you, help your family, help your clients, help your community, and ultimately help our profession. Almost half of psychologists are in private practice. When you meet someone who says that they're a psychologist, don't you just assume that they're in private practice? I know I do, even in movies and on TV. Most scenes involving psychologists involve clients coming to private practices, and this is portrayed in the media, and psychologists know what private practice looks like because of this. The whole reason why this podcast exists is to show you what private practice can look like for us, so that you know that there are other people out there doing it. In fact, more and more every day. So psychologists and other mental health providers have a path to private practice, and that's what I'm helping create for us. Because I have a vision of the future of our profession, where private practice is as popular for SLPs and OTs as it is for them. And if you think that sounds cool and you want to be part of it, we would love to help you. This was a growth year for us, as so many SLPs and OTs who were completely burned out at their jobs started eyeing private practice as a real option. We had more interest in our services than ever because people are tired. They are feeling completely overworked due to staffing issues and increased need for services for clients. And they're tired because of COVID fatigue, which I think we're all basically exhausted from. And most people aren't being fairly compensated for their time. As a result, clinicians are starting private practices either full-time or on the side to take control over their professional, personal, and financial lives. Many folks who weren't part of the first wave of the Great Resignation are making plans to join the next wave. And maybe you are even in that situation. Another thing that happened this year is that the economy has changed. Inflation and interest rates are up, and there's talk of a looming recession. Many people look at their expenses rising and look at their income and notice that it's not changing that much. People aren't getting raises, they aren't getting bonuses, but they are getting higher bills. And frankly, that's a problem. Now is the time to focus on earning more money versus trying to budget. In the fall, I gave the analogy of squirrels that prep for the winter by gathering their acorns. They know that they can't just survive on what acorns they already have, i.e. their bank account and current salary, and they know that they need to gather acorns and supplement what they have. That's a main reason why so many SLPs and OTs are starting private practices right now, to supplement their income. That is a big reason why private practice is taking off. People who have been waiting for the, air quotes, right time to start their private practices are deciding that now is the right time because they need the extra income for their family. And maybe your partner, your parent, your sister, or your best friend has been nudging you to do private practice for years. They know that you are miserable at your job, and they see the income potential, and they see how great you are at what you do. And you're starting to realize that they're right. If you have questions about starting a private practice on the side or full-time to supplement or replace your income, shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm at Independent Clinician, and I would love to learn more about you and your situation and see if we can help you. So really quickly, I wanted to share some exciting things that we did in 2022 that we're really proud of, and also drop some hints about what's coming in 2023 that I will fully reveal in the next episode. One of the first things we did in 2022 was to officially broaden the scope of our programs and fully support occupational therapists. Now, I'm an SLP, obviously, and I have been 100% focused on SLPs, but so many OTs were joining our programs and getting results that we decided to officially open up to OTs. As part of this commitment, we hired our first OT mentor for the Start Your Private Practice program. Her name is Michelle Eliason, and she's awesome, and was featured on podcast episode 183. So if you're an OT listener and you've been wondering if we can help you, the answer is yes. If you're an SLP who has OT friends that you would love to see start practices so that you can refer to each other, please tell your friends about the Independent Clinician so that we can help them too. Over the last year, we offered a series of free events, which were super popular and helped people learn the ins and outs of private practice through our bootcamp events, as well as our webinars and free trainings. Our first bootcamp of the year is coming up in late January, and you can actually go ahead and register right now over at planyourprivatepractice.com. The first one of the year is always the most popular because people want to start the year off with a bang and get ready to see private clients this year. Other cool free resources that we offer are the SLP and OT Private Practice Beginners Group, which is on Facebook. This year, that group grew by several thousand members. We are now approaching 25,000 members. This is a great place to ask questions and make connections with fellow SLPs and OTs who are curious about private practice. Private practice can be very hush-hush, but it doesn't have to be. If you find that you can't talk about your desire to start a private practice at work or with your friends, come talk to us about it. And if you're not in that group yet, request to join at privatepracticefbgroup.com. Another thing that's grown a lot this year is our Instagram account. On Instagram, we share lots of tips, behind-the-scenes content, student success stories, giveaways, and more. And I want to give a quick shout-out to my amazing social media manager, Sarah Brashears, who helps keep our amazing content coming. You can find her at Social Moguls. And if you're not following me on Instagram, we're at Independent Clinician, and I would love to connect over there. The podcast that you're obviously listening to right now, we are approaching our 200th episode, which is absolutely wild. I think the average amount of episodes that are recorded for any given podcast is like 10 total. So the fact that we are approaching 200 is absolutely mind-blowing. We've had some amazing guests this year on the podcast. Some of the most popular episodes have featured Megan Ramirez, who is working full-time for a telepractice company, and then she decided to cut out the middleman and see clients through her own private practice from Argentina. Yep, she's literally living abroad and seeing clients during after-school hours via telepractice from another country. Cool, right? Another popular episode this year was with Rachel Mangan, who talked about being part of the Great Resignation and how starting her private practice allowed her to have more work-life balance. We've also featured several folks with huge private practices sharing their stories, including Ebony Williams and Dr. Giovanna Staniford. If you've missed any of these episodes, please go back and listen because they are fantastic. And if you want specific podcast recommendations for your situation, like if you're going on maternity leave and you want to start a practice, or if you have an existing private practice that you want to grow by hiring, securing school contracts, and more, reach out to me on Instagram so that we can give you specific episodes to help you. And we already have some amazing podcast guests lined up for 2023, including some big names that you'll recognize from Instagram who also have private practices. The Start Your Private Practice program was on fire this year. Each time we did an enrollment event, we welcomed a ton of people. And again, the reason why is because people are feeling stuck, they're feeling overworked, overtired, and ready for something different. The new generation of clinicians is hungry to have control over their personal, professional, and financial life, and that was extremely evident this year. If you want help to start your private practice step by step, we literally help you get your ducks in a row. We help you get your first client. We help you learn how to bill for your services. The Start Your Private Practice program is right for you. To learn more, send us an Instagram DM with the word start, and we can tell you a little bit more about the program and see if it's a good fit for you. In 2022, we quietly grew the Grow Your Private Practice program. Now, this is our higher level program for SLPs and OTs who want to go all in on their private practice. And they need help with things like setting up a referral engine, expanding their income with things like school contracts and caregiver classes, hiring both clinical and non-clinical team members, people like, you know, obviously SLPs, OTs, assistants, but also billers and virtual assistants. And this is also for people who need help setting up systems to work more efficiently. Basically, people who are in the messy middle. Now, our goal was to welcome 100 folks into the Grow program, and I'm proud to say that we exceeded that goal and welcomed 110. This is the kind of program that is better the more people who are in it because it allows you to get even more sets of eyes on your business and have a community of fellow growth-focused private practitioners and access to advanced trainings. This year, we offered trainings on hiring virtual assistants, school contracts, the profit first method of bookkeeping, time management, and hiring employees. Next year, we're kicking off the year with a training about offering summer camps and intensives, which will be amazing. For more information about how we can support you in the growth phase of your private practice, please visit growyourprivatepractice.com. The clinic forms, many of you have these. They continue to be our number one best-selling resource. SLPs and OTs want to make sure all their I's are dotted and their T's are crossed. So investing in lawyer-reviewed clinic forms is a priority for many folks who are just getting started and those who actually have private practices but want to supplement the forms that they already have. So if you need forms like intake forms, physician referral forms, an attendance policy, sample contracts, credit card authorization forms, things like that, please visit privatepracticeforms.com to pick those up. And like all of my resources, they're tax deductible. In terms of company growth for the independent clinician, we brought on some new team members this year. First, we hired Elise Mitchell, who is our enrollment specialist. And a few months later, we hired Rachel Bacaris, who's the program manager for both the Start and Grow programs. These are really important positions to fill because we are committed to the success of our students. So investing in people to help provide the best services possible for our students is really important. So these folks joined our team of private practice mentors and coaches. They're the ones who answer a lot of the questions in the private student groups and also lead many of the trainings, as well as our core operations team, led by Carolyn O'Brien, who is my right-hand woman and makes everything happen. Now, she's not an SLP, but when you see her organizational skills, she could easily pass. Another cool thing that happened this year was that we went to the ASHA convention. Now, I've been to ASHA many times, but I've never had a booth. Honestly, I had mixed feelings about going because if you followed me for any length of time, you know that I'm not a big fan of ASHA as an organization. But holding back and not showing up because of being mad at them meant that I would be holding back and not showing up for the students in our programs and also for future private practitioners who are curious about private practice and eager to learn more. So thank you to everyone who stopped by our booth to say hi, take a picture, or grab some swag. We truly had an amazing time with everyone, getting to know fellow SLP business owners, and honestly, getting to know each other. My team is all remote, they work from home, and they're mostly moms, so it was so much fun to fly them down and take them to my hometown of New Orleans and put them up and take them out, and needless to say, we had a great time. Next year, ASHA's in Boston, where I live now, and so we'll be there too and would love to meet you. There will likely be a few more of us, but more on that next episode. So our company and who we serve has grown a lot, and frankly, I've grown a lot too. Although I'm lucky to not have any major health challenges, many of you know that I've struggled with weight loss in the past, and I finally committed to my health. I have a wonderful family, a wife and two little boys, and also all of you, so I need to stay healthy. I set a goal for myself to lose 50 pounds in 2022. So to date, I've lost 34 pounds. But I didn't really start until the end of March, so I still have time to reach that 50-pound weight loss goal. It's not just about the weight, right? I feel a lot better physically, and I got to get some new clothes, and I had new pictures taken, and all of that exciting stuff. I've also spent a lot of the year writing a book, which has been very fun. A lot of work, but a lot of fun. Some of you who only recently discovered me may not realize that I've been helping SLPs and OTs start private practices since 2008. So next year, that will be 15 years. That's 15 years of learning what works and what doesn't so that we can help our students get the best results possible. So I took all of that knowledge and experience and turned it into a book called The Path to Private Practice. The book will be out in early 2023, and we're doing a really cool pre-order with a great bonus. And there's also book bonuses that will come if you buy the book. To learn more, please head to privatepracticebook.com. As for what's coming next, well, lots that I'm going to cover in next week's episode. I hope you had a wonderful 2022 and that you're excited for 2023. Each new year offers a fresh start and a blank slate to building new life for yourself. This year, we helped over 1,300 SLPs and OTs build private practices. And next year, I want to help many, many more, including you. I haven't decided on my word for 2023 yet. Hopefully I'll have that decided by the next episode so that I can share it with you. I hope that you have an amazing new year. Thank you so much for listening and for being part of the private practice movement. As always, my DMs are always open on Instagram. So come say hi, tell me about yourself and your private practice dreams, and let's see how we can help support them. As always, thank you for listening, and I'll see you next year on the Private Practice Success Stories podcast.
Well, this episode might be over, but we don't have to say goodbye. Head on over to independentclinician.com for resources that will help you at each stage of your private practice journey. If you're on Instagram, let's connect. Follow me and send me a DM. I'm at independentclinician. And if you're on Facebook, make sure that you join the SLP and OT Private Practice Beginners Facebook group. All right, off to help more regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners. Let me know if I can help you too.